Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
Hope day.
It's 5:45. Wednesday morning. You just said hump day. How are you?
I'm good. Did you find a rock or what?
I did. I found a rock, Vinny.
What's the story?
I just went to this stone place and
bought a rock. Where's the rock go?
Behind the grill.
Oh, so you're not taking down the wood.
No, we're going to remove some of the wood right behind it so that we can fit the rock into the wall and it'll be...
And the rock won't get hot.
The rock, I'm sure, will get hot, but the rock, it's very doubtful that the rock will burst into flames.
Fire.
Yeah.
All right.
As my wall of wood.
So, will the rock can't get hot enough to ignite the wood around it? Or will the wood around it be separated by some kind of... fire retardant.
I don't believe that it'll get hot enough. There's not going to be any
no worries.
Fire. I worry about everything all the time, but no, I think it'll be fine.
Can we fashion the rock to squirt fire extinguishing materials from it? By the push
of
a button?
Do you have some ideas on how I would...
I don't.
Just a button somewhere that would...
Cut a hole in it. Drill a hole.
Squirt.
Yes, to squirt outward. Yeah. No, I think it'll be okay.
Okay.
I mean, you know, thinking things isn't always the answer, but I think that it'll be fine. It's a little bit wider than the grill is. And, you know, the thing is, the grill is set at the distance it's supposed to be safe. And it's just that the wood got so hot, you just can't imagine that it would be. This doesn't seem safe. I feel like we need some
rock. A lot of wood
back
there, too.
Some rock behind there. Yes. Quite a lot of wood.
Eee.
Yeah. Fire is bad. Fire bad.
Yeah.
Rock good.
All right. So you picked that. All right. Oh, so I can't wait to see it.
Yeah. I send you pictures of it all the time. I'll send you some pictures.
Well, for those of you who've followed the...
Saga
that is Sarah's backyard.
Which is so almost over. It's almost over. They broke down the saws yesterday.
It's beyond magnificent.
Because they're not going to be using them anymore.
What do we need those for anymore? Oh. Everything's built.
I mean, there's really no way to explain it other than... And I don't want to say overdone as a slam. It's just so done that you go, there's not a spot that hasn't been picked out.
No, it's been
finished,
been touched,
and completely by design.
It's in fact, it's taken so long that I already have to like I gave a bunch of plants like a hard cut back yesterday. Like, oh, you are out of control. Mm-hmm. Just cut stuff back. Like, you know, usually the last thing you do is plant stuff, but I've been doing that all along.
It looks great.
Thank you. I'm very excited about the big 4th of July party.
It does look like a place where a party needs to happen.
It needs to happen. That place
After
needs to get
that,
broken
though,
in.
I don't know what you'll do. There's only four of you, and that place is... It really
well, don't
is
worry.
The
My
size
brother's going to be moving
oh,
in
right.
soon. So, you know, hopefully he and his wife will enjoy it. And their kids, when they come out to visit us. College and everything.
At know. Least he won't be under your kitchen table.
That is true, Vinny. You know?
Which is something I did for well over a year.
Yeah, your little brother lived with you, and I'm sure that was just a delightful situation at all times, having someone living under your kitchen table. Literally, under your kitchen table.
Yeah.
With a sleeping bag? Would you have a blow-up mattress?
I'm sure that kept my severe alcoholism at bay for a minute there.
Well, like, that's good news.
Yeah.
It's hard, you know, to...
It's hard to
sit
really...
at your kitchen table and get wasted when there's someone under there. Playing footsie with you.
Who has, you know, mom on speed dial, too, by the way. So there's
Vinny's drinking again.
He makes me live under his table and he's a drunk.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah.
Anyway, good luck
You've
with
had
that.
A great... Yeah, no. Oh, my God. Luck. Who needs that?
Or I picture this hand coming out, like with a whiskey glass. Me too?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
I'll take a shot.
It's a good thing you didn't ruin your little brother.
No. My response to that would have been, you need to get a job and get out of here.
And buy your own whiskey. Yeah. This is all my whiskey.
Buy your own booze. I need it all.
Cramping my style down there.
Oh, it's funny. And then you moved him into your house, the house you bought up in Hamilton.
Yeah.
I still think about, didn't you paint that room like blood red?
No, I didn't paint that room blood red. He painted
it. He was like,
that
I need
room.
To live in a blood red room.
I don't think blood red is the right. It's like bright.
Oh, the
Corvette
cherry.
Red. Like bright. Red.
Candy apple red.
Yeah, I think blood is a
fire
darker
engine red.
Red
it's, yeah.
Fire blood, engine red.
Blood is a beautiful red. A deep crimson.
Yeah, it was brighter than that.
Mm.
And it took 100 coats to cover.
Mm.
Whatever.
Yeah, they say red is hard. Didn't you say you had to paint green over it first to get rid of the...
I don't remember all the... Those were...
Dark days. Yeah.
Blurry days.
Let's just paint everything white and sell this place.
Yeah, that's. I just needed to get out of that.
Yeah.
That's all. Anyway.
There was a lot of stuff you were getting out of at that point.
Yep.
An elaborate breakup plan, Vinny.
Oh, man, I know.
You pulled it off.
Good job, man.
Did I?
Yes.
I don't know. Well, I mean, you did successfully break up, so.
It took many years to recover from that breakup, though, and I don't mean my heart.
Yeah.
Pocketbook.
See your wallet.
Yeah. We're not talking about my heart at all, as a matter of fact.
Forget that heart.
Good grief. Anyway.
So what did you do yesterday? Drive? Didn't your mom take off for the airport?
Well, school's
yesterday?
Out, everyone. So the trip over the hill has become a thing. Mm. You know, as everyone tries to go to the beach.
Right.
That's no surprise, though. That's when school gets out.
That's
the beach
typical.
Gets crowded.
Right.
And you see the people going. They're walking from wherever they can park themselves and. Carrying chairs and coolies. Please pick up your trash. That's all anyone who lives over there would want you to do. We get
no
it.
No doubt.
The beach
sure, the
is
beach
for
is
everyone.
Great.
It's all, everybody's beach.
Everybody loves the beach.
Just pick up your trash, please. Yeah.
Leave it nice for the next people that are going to come.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we had to get Sandy to the airport. The missus did that, but there was traffic going that way, too. So, you know, it was a busy afternoon.
Mm.
And that was it. Then I hung out with my kid and the missus, and she went and saw Ocean's 8. She's on vacation right now.
Oh.
So she went and saw Ocean's 8.
Uh-huh.
Some girlfriends?
With Emily McCutcheon.
Oh. McCutcheons. Like, oh, they seem great.
The girls are going out tonight? This isn't good. And then they you know, she goes, well, we're going to see Ocean's 8. I'm like, I don't know if that's a good influence for you two.
A heist movie, really?
All chick power heist movie. Is that smart?
You did not like that movie,
I didn't
correct?
Love it. I didn't love it.
I've seen some decent reviews of it. Just,
yeah, you should go see it.
I don't know if I'm going to do that. But I was thinking that today we could ask Christina when she gets in what she thought of it.
Yes, that's a great idea.
There you go.
Because Christina and Isla are going to be stopping by. Do we have a confirmed time?
I don't have
their
that.
Appearance?
I think that.
Oh, make sure and let me know so I could tell
I will.
Security.
I think they're flying. You know, first of all, you have to get a 4-year-old dressed. Out the door, and then you got to deal
with at that.
Who knows what traffic is happening.
Right.
So
they're on the road now, then, to get here by 8.
I don't know. I was
thinking they know the show's over at 10, right?
Yeah, well, if they miss it or if there's a problem, that's on them. The thing is she split and went and saw a movie, so I was like, all
good
right,
night.
Have a good one. Right. So I don't know. We haven't had that conversation.
So when she's not there and it's your kid's bedtime, and your kid, does your kid just... go right to bed and then you get to go to bed at
well,
your regular
I was
time.
Reading we found these books The Magic Playhouse I think it's The Magic Treehouse
oh those are good my you, kids had The Magic Treehouse those have been there's a bunch of them
there's a million of them and they're incredible like we're so
what's their deal like they wind up going places
yes they adventure around the world so when I read these books I can't speak for mom. She reads them too, and she also has them on audio book. But when I read them to her, so for example, one is in Japan, where they go to the ninjas.
Oh, goodness.
And I go and I get the globe, and I'm like, Japan's real. Japan's right here. Here's us. Here's Japan. So it's a really cool opportunity to...
Sure.
Because books are fantasy, and if you don't show them that that's a real place, why would they know...
Well, you're taking an opportunity to show her, you know, something in real. I think that's great.
In the same book where a treehouse takes you to all places at all times, you have to point out that's not real.
Right.
But Japan's real. Mom's been there, and Mom had sushi there, and... sang karaoke and loved it. And
oh my God, of course she did. Let's get Christina's go-to karaoke song ready just in case.
I don't think that's a smart move.
Well, why not? Well, just in case. Who doesn't love singing, Vinny?
I don't.
You know what, though? You kind of do.
I don't.
When you really let yourself go.
I don't.
That thing Vinny was singing just a couple weeks ago. He just all
happy
of a sudden,
birthday?
No.
Was it happy
too.
Birthday? That's, I think it was happy birthday.
You guys sang the Grease song.
Oh, yeah. I
didn't like that. I was strong-armed into it.
What are you saying?
I would have gladly skipped.
I said, let's do it as a duet, and he went, all right. And then he really got into it. When you let yourself go, I mean, we've all heard you light up my life. And
You know what? That was for my friend Hooman. I thought we were going to secure love for him.
Don't worry about that.
Don't worry about that.
Light up my life.
That
passion.
That is a guy giving it all he has for
that
his
is,
friend.
I mean, just like the little vibrato in your voice there on Light Up My Life.
You give me hope to carry on.
I'm trying to help.
You light up my day.
Oof.
It's good. Oof. Damn. Oof. But I feel the joy, like when he really closes his eyes and goes for it, you know.
Yeah.
Just, you know, we'll have it ready for her in case she's feeling it.
Anyway,
maybe
whatever.
Maybe I would like to see Mom.
We didn't
sing.
Want that lady anyway.
What song?
Hold on. We're talking about the lady we were trying to get for Hooman. Yeah. We didn't want her anyway.
No. Forget her.
Mary J?
Oh, get her a Mary J song.
I know
like
she
a
likes
big hit.
Stevie B.
No, oh, that's true.
Her go-to is Love Shack.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That's
okay.
Right.
Oh, you can sing that with her.
Right. I'll do the boy part.
Okay.
If you see a painted sign at the side of the road that says 15 miles to the... And then she'll take it from there. Love Shack.
All right. You two figure that out. That sounds great.
Awesome.
How much fun is that?
Really fun. And, and then Isla can, you know, Isla will want to see your mom having a good time.
Sure. Yeah, it's exciting. It's
so
it's,
will
I
like they
to
be
sing
in?
Too, right?
Oh my God! How about we'll get the little "Do You Want to Build a Snowman"? Song
you know
for
what's
Isla.
Weird is she's. I'm so happy. She loves music. She's super into it. She has songs that she considers hers. Mm-hmm. My music. Can you put my music on? So
not your crappy music, Dad.
Right. So it's cool. I'm really happy that this is something I've shared with her since she was. In the womb.
It's super important for parents to be playing music.
I agree.
In my opinion. Mm-hmm. I mean, I feel like we have an obligation to teach our children about Zeppelin and Pink Floyd.
Yeah.
AC/DC
and Bob Marley and all
sure,
of it.
All
right.
Of it.
So, yeah, she's been dancing and singing since she was born. But she still gets shy.
Oh, sure.
And she's not a shy person, and she's super outgoing, and the teachers have all
said, mic in front
this girl's trying
face.
To run things around here. So
it's, yeah, she'll be out of her element, but we'll try to make her feel as comfortable as we can, and hopefully she'll start to ham it up for us.
Well, what I'm trying to say is I don't know what will happen.
It'll be fine. Let's find out
Fingers
together.
Crossed.
Yeah. So are we setting them up for the 8 o'clock trash? We'll just do that whole break with Christina
I can't
and Isla.
Tell you. I
let's
really...
Let's see if they make it in.
Right. Yeah, let's not do that.
I'm not...
I'll just be ready. I'll be ready to ditch whatever's in there.
Sure.
Yeah.
We're ready to do that any day of
you
the
know,
week anyway.
It's so true.
If I could...
Who cares?
Here's what I would suggest.
All right.
They want to come by and say hi. I'd like them to see you guys. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Whether that's during the show or after, it doesn't really matter to me. So I'm not, you know, don't count on an appearance on the air.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. I'm hoping for that.
I
and
hope
it's
for
fine
it as
if
well.
It's just a hello.
Right.
But for her to come all the way in here, I mean, you know, she should at least get to sing something.
Is she taking them to Salesforce or anything?
I don't think so, but I...
Are you guys going
like
to hang out
I
in the
said,
city after?
You know what? I truly did not get to talk to her yesterday about that stuff. There was mom to the airport, me trying to get home through the traffic, a few minutes of on my guitar, a couple minutes of cleaning up around the house, dinner time. I read a book. I read some Playhouse. I tried to watch some Gotham. Dude.
Oh.
There's a guy. I think they're setting him up to be the Joker. There is a guy who plays the most kindly innocent boy. He's so good at it that I completely went, oh, that kid's a tool. Like, he's just...
Do you mean a smile?
He's like all of the characters that are going to grow up to be these villains
right.
are in their late teens.
Okay.
And he is... He ends up in the police interrogation unit as his mom... Something had happened to his mom. And this young actor, I have to look his name up, flips a switch and is a lunatic without being just screaming. He's just, he goes, his eyes change, his face changes.
Oh.
It was, I'm watching it going.
Did the people see it?
Oh, they saw it.
So there's documentation that this dude is certifiable.
Yes.
He's not the nice boy he's
been
playing.
No, everybody sees it and they all are like,
man, we got to watch Gotham.
That is, well, I don't know that you need to watch Gotham, but that actor is going to be something. Like that's a moment where you go,
we need to figure that out.
That dude has it.
Yeah.
That was for real. Like, I just got chills when he just went from, when they sort of ask him a couple questions and it's clear they're looking at him.
In the mom's death.
They're just looking at him. I don't want to give a bunch of stuff away, but it's clear they're looking at him. And suddenly, he just...
Mm-mm.
Wow.
Uh-oh.
And you just go... Acting is a thing!
Some people can do it.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And love's flying.
Yeah, man.
And I'm losing.
Yeah, you like to see that one.
Yeah, that's good.
You know, I mean, that's just a set somewhere where people have given him some words to say, and he turned it into something.
Gotta love that.
Bitchin'.
Yeah. All right, so I guess we can get rolling here, unless anybody has something that they want to throw
out.
I have
one final question.
Okay, I should have known.
Any chance you're going to consider hiring, like, a professional for this outdoor barbecue? I'm a little worried.
Are you talking to me?
Of course I'm talking to you. Who else has an outdoor barbecue on this show?
Vinny has outdoor kitchen.
Yeah.
Oh, does he?
Yeah, but I'm not throwing parties right and left, including the 2 years in the making 4th of July party.
I am so ready.
I just want to say I'm a little concerned. I think you should bring a consultant. I'm just throwing it out there. I hope I'm wrong, but I'm probably not.
All right, why don't you find me one?
Okay.
It'd be fun.
No problem. You got it.
Mm. Are we all doing, we're all bringing something?
You don't have to, but sure, of course. It's a potluck, so.
Yeah, potluck.
But I don't want people to have to feel like they got to go crazy and, you know.
I'm going to bring something.
Okay, all right.
So if I throw some celery sticks on the countertop.
You said you weren't coming.
Well, I'm just talking about. If Marianne throws celery sticks.
I'd be like, great, celery sticks.
All right.
Super. Do you bring some hummus for those? Or
how about wine? You want some wine?
Go get some. Sure. Human bottle of wine sounds. Oh, we'll have plenty of booze. We're going to be well stocked. Nothing. Just come.
All right. That sounds good.
Yeah. Don't worry about it.
What's the...
There'll be plenty of
food. What's the attire? Swimsuits?
I don't know why you'd wear a swimsuit, but you certainly can. I mean,
in case
I'm hoping
we want to get in that pond, Sarah.
Oh, nobody's getting in the... No, you can't... You wouldn't even want to get in that pond.
Do you call outdoor aquarium? What do you call that?
I call it a koi pond.
If someone after a couple drinks wants to jump from the roof into the koi pond, is that going to be a problem?
Well, it will be for them because it's a long it's a long jump.
What if they feel like they can clear it, though? I mean, is that...
The 30 feet?
Yeah.
Over the top of the grill, by the way? Go ahead.
Okay,
That sounds fine.
Oh,
that
you have insurance, right?
That's
sure.
the video
Perfect.
We all want to see.
Great. Me too. I want to see that one. Okay. So there was nothing else. All right. Let's... KLLC. Thank you, Adele. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show.
It's Hump Day.
That's right. We'll be right back.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.